I guess in a couple of parts of the country, they have a place called a milk gap, or a cupping, where they milk the cows outside.
Yeah.
And where do you keep hogs and pigs? Or where did you keep?
I have hog houses as a rule. Pig pens, the outdoor place where pigs are referred to, a pig pen, the fence around it, but no roof over it.
Oh, but the hog house would have a roof?
Yes, most of them, I believe.
I went out to Iowa about a month ago, and I saw these little huts for pigs. Does that have a name?
I don't know. I'm not that familiar with it. I know what you mean. Not having been a farmer, I don't know.
Where did people keep milk and butter and perishables before there was refrigeration?
Before there was refrigeration? Well, I've heard of people hanging things like that down a well at times. Of course, before we had electric refrigeration, we used ice. I was over at a meeting last night. They're forming a historical society here in Hinsdale. We were talking about the days before electric refrigeration. People had what they called ice boxes with a chest in the upper part, and they moved down below, separate doors. And there was a firm here named Rupke Brothers who cut their ice in Salt Creek. And just above the dam, that's before that island was out there. There was quite a big spot above the dam there. We kids used to swim there. We called it the mud hole. And they cut their ice there and had big, one or two big ice houses where they stored it right next to the Grau Mill. And then they had horse-drawn wagons that covered the town. And they'd bring these chunks of ice and see how big a chunk you wanted. If you wanted 50 pounds, they'd try to add a scale hanging on the rear of the wagon. And they'd hang it up and scale it down to about that size and ship off a lot of ice. They always wasted a lot, but went on the ground. We kids used to go around there and grab it and shuck it, I remember, when we were young.
Sounds really nice.
But the water in Salt Creek was pure in those days, or we wouldn't have sucked it.
Around a pasture or a barnyard, what sort of fences would you have?
Well, they're usually fences that are tight. That is, if the animals can't get through, they might be barbed wire, strands of barbed wire running horizontally. They might be chain link type of fences. You can hold poultry in. Of course, in certain sections of the country, there were lots of wooden, there were rail fences in the old days, wooden fences.